All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. From ESPN, the Dolphins reporter, Cameron Wolf, going to join us this morning. Not Wolfie, as Joe Rose tried to get me to say right before.
Cameron. Cameron is.
He tried to kill me there, Cameron.
He goes, what's his name? I go, he goes by Wolfie.
I said Wolf 18 times. He goes, no, it's Wolfie, right before I introduced you. So you almost got introduced as making his debut on our show this morning. Here's Cameron Wolfie. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Cameron, how you doing this morning, man? How's it going?
Good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. We were doing great. Somebody punched me right in the gut yesterday when I found out Xavier Howard wasn't practice. Is he definitely out? What's your thoughts on his chances of playing? If there's any way, does he try to go? Where is he right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough guy, and obviously Adam Gase left the window open by not ruling him out. I know Bobby McCain talked to us in the locker room, and he sounded optimistic that Xavier was going to try to push through it. But a lot of players say that. Players are typically more optimistic than injuries. Otherwise, we didn't see him around the building. I'm not sure if he was going to get some work done, a scope or anything like that.
Yeah.
But the week-to-week term is what sticks with me. You typically don't say week-to-week unless
right.
the guy's out this week.
Right.
We heard week-to-week with Charles Harris, and we didn't see him for a month. So, yeah.
That's not good.
No, that's
that doesn't make me feel
And you're right.
Better.
That's when he wasn't there, I was like, oh, no, not the scope. Not that stinking MCL scope, please no scope, because you do wonder. He's having a great year. We were talking earlier, he's clearly the best player on the team right now, would you agree, and has been since camp?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, him and Larry McClendon will probably be right there, but I think Xavier, especially what he's done this year, has proven that he's number one on the team.
Cameron, I got a question for you. The blueprint that the Dolphins have had over the last decade or so when they do win a game against the Patriots is getting to that quarterback, getting to Brady, putting pressure on him. They've struggled all season long with a pass rush. How else are you going to stop Brady in that offense if Cam Wake and Quinn and these guys can't get to Brady, or they just haven't been able to do anything almost all season long outside of one or two games when they have a little bit, but so far almost nothing? How do you stop Brady in this team if you can't rush the passer?
Now, that's the formula. It's always been hitting the quarterback and turnover. So, you know, I don't know if they can do it without doing that, because I think the formula to beating this team, particularly with how the offense is playing, is that your defense saves the day for you, and your defense overcomes whatever your offensive struggles were. So I think they're going to need a superhuman day from Cam Wake and Robert Quinn and a lot of those guys. If you hope that Xavier Howard will get you a pick or two, now you have to do without it. One interesting thing I kind of came across looking this week, Cam Wake and Robert Quinn are actually number one and number two in pass rush win percentage based on our ESPN stats. And that was surprising to me given their sack number. So it seems like they're winning up front, they're just not finishing. So
right.
Maybe this is a week where you've got a quarterback who's more of a statue back there. You can see them finishing, and maybe that's the key for, a surprise Dolphin victory.
I want to ask you about another defensive end, and we've kind of given a hall pass to because the veteran defensive end's making a lot of money. What's your take on Charles Harris? 23 games now in his 2 years, two sacks, both last year. The stat sheet is damn near empty on this guy. What's your take on Charles Harris? Is there a chance he can play outside linebacker if this doesn't work?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously been a big disappointment for the Dolphins. Injuries obviously played a factor, like you mentioned. But, you draft a guy in the first round, you expect him to give you something. And too often, Charles Harris is giving him nothing. So I think that, obviously, a full offseason, he's going to get another chance because he's a first-round pick. But given a 4-3 scheme, I mean, he came out of college looking like a 4-3 defensive end. He still looks like a 4-3 defensive end. So I know the position change is the first thing you think of when a guy looks like a bust. But honestly, he's just got to play better. He's a guy who's obviously a speed rusher, but he struggles to, consistently win one-on-one matchups. So whether it's adding a little weight for him this offseason, figuring out different ways to add another pass rush move, he's got to do something where he's drawn very close to that bust territory. And then you start wondering about another first-round pick that the Dolphins have struck out on.
Yeah, boy, you can't afford it. And you know what's crazy about this, Cam, and you know this, This guy worked his ass off. He was there every day, all off season, for like literally, I think he told me he went to Bahamas for like 3 days or, and then went right back to work, like, because he wanted this to be a big second year and he knew it was a disappointing first year. And here he is shut out with 4 games left. I know he's been injured with the calf muscle and missed a month, but man, it's just tough to see, man. When you're a first round pick, more's expected of you. And so it's disappointing. By the way, just to follow up to that, Devontae Parker with the injury bug. Do they have him back next year, or is it just too much money? They figure they can do better.
I think there's no way he's back at the number that he costs. Given all that's going on with him and Adam Gase's agent, it just doesn't seem like it's the right move for these parties to come back in 2019. Unless Devontae is willing to come back with a significant pay cut and deal with everything that he had previously. But this just seems like a perfect situation where both parties need a fresh start. He obviously wasn't what the Dolphins expected when they drafted him in the first round a few years ago. And you know, he's just not a guy you can trust going forward. So I think, you know, this is the last 4 games of Devontae Parker in Miami.
Boy, these first-round picks. I just sound like I'm trying to depress everybody. I'm not doing it anymore, Zach.
We're staring at it right up in front. Speaking of money, by the way, how much money is it going to take to retain Xavier Howard? And you think that him signing the agent that was Jarvis's agent, you think that's going to get in the way of anything?
Oh, man, they're going to have to back up the boot shop for Xavier. He's going to want top 5, top 10 cornerback money, and he deserves it. The good news for the Dolphins is that it seems like both parties are starting to want a deal early. I know for Xavier, he's coming from an area where he hasn't had a lot of money. So for him to get that first contract is going to be extremely important for him. I think he may be a guy that's willing to get an extension early, and maybe you snip off like $1 million or $2 million to get a deal done early with him. But there's not going to be any, hometown discount or any, shortcut with him, because he is an ascending player. And he's looking like he's going to be one of the top cornerbacks in the league for a long time. So I think the Dolphins should be proactive in that, having discussions this offseason, and get prepared to pay him, 12, 13, maybe even $14 million a year to keep him.
Cam, wanted to ask you about the combination and the way Gore and Drake have complemented each other. You okay with that? Or would you like to see more Kenyon Drake running the ball, or you like the Frank Gore running between the tackles?
Yeah, it's interesting because, I think all of us came into the offseason thinking, hey, this is Kenyon's big year. This is the year where he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the closest thing the Dolphins have to a star. And it just hasn't happened. I think that Frank Gore has surprised a lot of people with how well he's playing. And obviously he looks like he's, still got a lot of juice. So I think that Adam Gase is smart in rolling with him in that set. But Kenyon Drake is probably the best playmaker they have left on the team. So I would love to see them have more opportunities to get the ball in his hands. He has 8 touchdowns this season. No other Dolphin has 5, more than 5. So I think you're looking at a situation where Kenyon Drake probably, particularly this week, should get the ball more in his hands as a receiver. And then you try to mix him in a little bit more with Gore, because he just gives defenses a different look. He makes them more afraid, because anytime he gets the ball, he can take it to the house.
Cameron, we talked about Drake. We talked about Xavier Howard and his new deal. Devontae with his money next year. What about Ryan Tannehill? Is Ryan Tannehill, is there a chance he's not on this roster next year for this team?
I mean, there's a chance. I think it's a less likely chance than fans would want. Some fans, I don't want to speak for all of you guys, but, I think that Ryan Tannehill has proven what he is at this point in his career. The question always is, how long do you wait for Ryan Tannehill to be something different than he's shown you, through these 7 years? And, he's been an average to above average quarterback when he's healthy. And Dolphins have to decide, hey, are they okay with that type of performance leading them going forward? I think this is a perfect opportunity for them to draft a quarterback coming up, even in what people are calling a weak quarterback draft. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to get rid of Ryan Tannehill. He has a big cap number. And you could save maybe half of it, but ultimately you're going to have to find another veteran to replace him. So for me, if I was making the decision, I think the most likely and most prudent way to go about it would be keeping him for 2019, drafting a quarterback, letting him compete, and letting a young guy take over whenever he's ready.
Outside of, and we got a month left here, so, and we're 6-6, but I'm getting ahead. I'm going to pull a Mel Kiper Jr. on you right now. A little early, but If you don't take a quarterback, what's the biggest need on this team right now? And I do think we need to upgrade to quarterback, but that's for 200 shows coming up here. But outside of the Ryan Tannehill topic and quarterback, what other positions are most important for this team to upgrade quickly?
Yeah, and the Dolphins are 6-6, so I guess it is still hope, you know, that things could go right. But, you know, I think for me, outside of quarterback, the number one position is probably that defensive line. Like we talked about, you not only have you not got production from them, they're 29th in sacks, they're in the bottom five in rushing defense, but you also have an aging group in there. Cam Wake, you know, is 36. I know he's a superhuman, but sooner or later you're going to have to replace him. You don't know if Charles Harris is going to be anything. You're probably going to have to get rid of Andre Branch. You're going to have a decision to make on Robert Quinn. And then in the interior defensive line, you've got guys that none of those guys have really consistently proven that, hey, they can be solid franchise pieces for you moving forward. So I think defensive line, whether interior or on the edge, is probably the biggest need outside of quarterback.
Seems like we're talking about that position almost every single year, right?
That's why you get, you know what? That's why you get Charles Harris, though. There was a reason he was drafted for all the veteran guys. Was the guy supposed to slowly overtake those guys and take a majority of the snaps? And
oh, he's
those guys
slowly
are still
doing
clearly,
something. Yeah.
Clearly better than he is. That's just a problem.
Yeah, that's got to be a disappointment for a lot of reasons. Yep.
Hey, real quickly, we get Swanson back this week. Is he back? Guy was playing pretty good football.
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like he was practicing out there Wednesday. It seems like he's on track to play, which would be really good for the Dolphins because, you know, that interior of the offensive line was in really rough shape last week. You know, there were some drives where it was completely shut down. They couldn't do anything. So, you know, you get Swanson back, you probably take Ted Lawrenson out and keep Jake Brindle at guard, and maybe your interior offensive line can hold up a little bit better.
Boy, I agree with that. Hallelujah. Got to get Jesse. He got that poopy game out of him, hopefully, and he's back to playing better and then go after the Patriots. Without Xavier Howard, you still think this Dolphins got a chance to win this game Sunday?
Man, it's hard to see now. You know, I was thinking maybe Xavier gets 3 interceptions this week on Brady, and that's our story for the week. But, I mean, without Xavier, you know, somebody else in that secondary is going to have to be the turnover maker. I don't see them winning this game without multiple turnovers. So somebody on that defense, whether it's Rashad Jones, whether it's Nico Fitzpatrick, T.J. McDonald, Kiko Alonso, somebody on that back end has to figure out a way to get hands on the ball. And they've got to get pressure from Cam Wake and some of those boys on the edge. So I think that's the formula. I think it's unlikely for them to pull this victory, particularly because the Pats have heard all week about how they struggle in Miami. But they've got a puncher's chance, and I guess that's all they can ask for.
Follow him on Twitter, at Cameron Wolf, ESPN reporter for the Miami Dolphins. Cameron, thanks for your time,
Cameron,
buddy.
Cameron Wolfie.
That's not Cameron Wolfie. Stop
Cameron
it.
Wolfie. Hey, Wolfie man. Hey, Cameron, how do you like in South Florida, by the way, before we let you run? How do you like it?
Oh, man, I'm loving it. 80 degrees and a beach in December, it's hard to beat that.
Yeah. I didn't think it'd take a long time for you Did you come down by yourself? We don't know much about you. You married
her? I'm down here with my wife.
Good.
I'm down here with my wife. Yeah.
Good, man. That's good.
Safer.
Yeah. That damn single life down here will just...
destroy
your job. So it's good.
No trouble for me out here.
Good, man. Good don't you change, Cameron. Don't you change.
Cameron, thanks for your time. We'll bug you again soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, that's Cameron Wolf, ESPN reporter covering the Miami Dolphins.